Thank you, Thomas. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for the shipping bulletin issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505, today Wednesday the 15th of April. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Etcetera, South Etcetera, Forties, Fitzroy, Sol, Shannon, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. New low expected Rockall 993 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Etcetera, South Etcetera, northeast 40s. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Southwest 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Cromarty. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fisher. Easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in the northwest. Occasional rain, moderate or good. German Bight. South or southeast 3 to 5, occasional rain, moderate or good. Humber, Thames, Dover. South or southwest 3 to 5, occasional rain, moderate or good. White, Portland, Plymouth, northwest Biscay. Southerly veering southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain and fog patches, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Southeast Biscay, variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Southeast Fitzroy, southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Northwest Fitzroy, Sol. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Irish Sea, rain and fog patches, then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Shannon, south 4 to 6, veering southwest 6 to gale 8, squally showers, moderate or poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. South or southeast, veering southwest later 4 to 6. Rain then thundery showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Bailey. South or southeast, becoming cyclonic later 3 to 5. Rain then thundery showers. Good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. South or southeast 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 in Faroes and West Fair Isle. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland, cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree automatic, southeast by south 5, rain 1900 metres, 1002, falling. Stornoway, southeast by east 4, more than 38 miles, 1002, falling. Lerwick, southeast 6, 7 miles, 1015, falling. Lucas, east by south 2, slight rain, 2 miles, 1008, falling. Bridlington, south-southeast 4, 1013, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south-southeast 4, 11 miles, 1019. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, south by east 4, 5 miles, 1018. Jersey, recent fog, 4 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south by east 4, 1015. Scilly Automatic, south 7, mist, 3 miles, 1010, falling. Valentia, south by west 4, slight rain, 7 miles, 1001, now rising. Ronald's Way, south by east 5, mist, 5 miles, 1007, falling more slowly. And Malin Head, southeast by south 4, slight showers, 4 miles, 1000, falling. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, the south to southeasterly airflow currently affecting the United Kingdom will gradually veer to become southwesterly during the next day or two. Outbreaks of rain and drizzle will gradually clear to scattered showers. from Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in the north, decreasing 3 at times in Murray Firth and northwest, veering southerly later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southeast, veering southwest later, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in the Firth of Forth and 6 elsewhere. Rain at times, then showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southerly or southeasterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in the north and 3 in the south. Rain at times, then showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southeast, veering southwest later, 4 or 5. Occasional rain, then showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly later, 4 or 5. Occasional rain, becoming mainly fair later. Good, occasionally moderate. From Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Southerly, veering southwesterly, 3 to 5. Occasional rain, becoming mainly fair later. Good, occasionally moderate until later. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southerly, veering southwesterly, 3 to 5. Increasing 6 for a time in the west. Occasional rain, drizzle and fog patches, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. South, veering southwest, 4 to 6. Occasional rain, drizzle and fog patches at first, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. South, veering southwest, 4 to 6. Occasional rain, drizzle and fog patches at first, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South, veering southwest, 5 or 6. Occasional rain, drizzle and fog patches at first, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South or southeast, veering south or southwest, 4 to 6. Rain or drizzle at times, with fog patches at first in the north, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor, but becoming very poor at first in the north. The Isle of Man. South 6 or 7, occasionally 7, veering southwest 5 or 6 later. Occasional rain, then fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. From Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. South or southeast, veering southwest later, 4 to 6. Occasional rain, drizzle and fog patches at first, then showers, perhaps thundery in the north. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. From the Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Southerly, veering southwesterly, later 4 to 6. Rain or drizzle at times, with fog patches at first in the North Channel, then thundery showers later. Moderate or good, becoming poor at times, but occasionally very poor at first in the North Channel. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardmurchan Point. South, veering southwest later 4 to 6. Rain at times, then thundery showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Ardmurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southerly or southeasterly 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4 for a time. Rain at times, then thundery showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. And finally, the Shetland Isles. Southeast 6 to gale 8, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for Prayer for the Day, presented by Andrea Ray.
Good morning. Baseball, to some Americans, is like a religion, and the stadiums where baseball is played can take on the significance of a cathedral to ardent fans. In Minnesota, where I was born, there are many worshipful followers of the game. My grandmother was one of them. But I don't think any of the ball fields where the Minnesota Twins have played over the years is quite as revered as Yankee Stadium in New York. That, by any measure, is hallowed ground. The Yankees are considered the most successful professional sports team in American history. Yankee Stadium, originally constructed in 1923, was called a place of legends in American sport by legendary newscaster Walter Cronkite. 50 years ago today, it reopened after 2 years of much-needed renovations. 52,500 fans attended that reopening game, including baseball royalty Joe DiMaggio and Mrs. Babe Ruth, widow of the baseball player who had such a distinguished career at Yankee Stadium, they called it the house that Ruth built. As well as countless baseball games, the stadium hosted concerts, and Pope Paul VI celebrated Mass there in 1965. That $100 million facelift of the stadium 50 years ago retained the much-loved facade of the original. The improvements were necessary for the safety and comfort of the fans, but the original look of the place remained. As you'd expect, the Yankees won that famous reopening game in their revered stadium. Their opponents? The Minnesota Twins, who at one point were 4 runs ahead, but couldn't on this occasion beat the Yanks in their gleaming new ballpark. Lord God, thank you for spaces where community thrives and human connection and achievement is valued. May we continue to gather and enjoy shared experience, sacred and secular. Amen.